and welcome to the Ancient World Morning Show. This is a Sunday morning. It's already super sunny and warm, and it's going to be almost 18 degrees today. So it's going to be a first taste of summer almost. So a really, really great start of today. Hope you're having your coffee. And today we're going to talk about two things. One is we got a question about the comedy, which was, can you recommend anything from Dante or elsewhere discussing how the spiritual journey can have many different starting points on the path to the same goal? And then also because in the Bhagavad Gita, the Indian stories, they have many different starting points to the contemplative path. So it's a big question. We're going to investigate this more, but you could say just in general. So for Dante, it doesn't really matter where you start. The starting point for Dante is just like being lost in darkness or in nothingness, symbolized with a dark forest. So just not having the path or like being on a path, then that's where you start. And then Dante is just giving you one example. He's kind of giving you the whole context and lots of examples of how to just start the journey and learning gradually, incrementally with different little elements, and then you mature and you grow and you change and you transform, and then maybe you even kind of have a rebirth at the end there. So that's more the structure that Dante has chosen. But we're going to add a little bit more to this later. And the other point is a little bit of art history. So this is going to come on in chapter 11 from Purgatory, which will be published on Tuesday. And Dante is here talking about two great artists that I've been talking about many, many times the last few years, because they are both great artists, but they are also the earliest part of the Renaissance. So they're not that famous because they're in the beginning. Like the most famous ones are those who came after almost like 100 years of this growing movement of the Renaissance, where you get Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Raffaello, is even a bit later, but those iconic, the biggest names. So the two that he's talking about is Cimabue and Giotto. So Cimabue is the first one, Giovanni Cimabue, from around 1240 to 1302. He is considered in many ways the starting point. So he is breaking with the genre of the Byzantine art tradition, moving towards a more natural style. So if you look at it, it's not, he hasn't yet kind of, it could look a bit, even a bit like flat in terms of how it will be later, but he's starting the whole shift of exploring and kind of going on his own kind of adventure to just try to experiment with new types of art. So this is Cimabue, and then one of his students is Giotto. And he's a little bit more famous. He's kind of a giant in Florence. He, among other things, he made the bell tower, the campanile, for Santa Maria di Novella. Sorry, Santa Maria di Fiore, the main cathedral in the middle. It's next to it, you have this huge bell tower, and that's made by Giotto. So he carries the whole thing further. The example in the canto, we got back to this as well, but it's that Giotto kind of outshines his master Cimabue, because Giotto is one step further on a bigger scale or bigger development. But they also say that Giotto is probably a personal friend of Dante. They were just like 2 years apart. And Giotto also probably made one of the famous portraits of Dante, which is in the Bargello, which is a really, really nice Renaissance era kind of castle palace in the middle of Florence. So it's a joy to take in some of the art history, in some sense also because the artistic side of the Renaissance in Florence is one of the most splendid and kind of extraordinary visual displays of the beauty of the whole spirit of that age and the energy of that age. So that's something we're going to look more into as well. So and now we're going to stop it at 5 minutes today. So just want to say, hope you're having a great day and a coffee or a tea or a beverage of choice, and that you have a great day in front of you. Nice plans, something nice to do. We will be going out and trying to make some videos today in the sunshine for the first time. So with that, just thank you so much for listening and see you again soon.